Hey guys, I am here with Jamie, my sister, today, and we are talking about how evil social media is and smartphones in general. So basically, I just witnessed Jamie smash the shit out of her phone with a hammer.
Woohoo!
And how do you feel, Jamie?
I feel fucking amazing. Can we swear on this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel fucking amazing.
And the reason for doing that was because she realized how consuming social media and smartphones are. And we were just talking about some of the reasons for why social media is so unhealthy to human beings. I've been trying to delete my Facebook for a while now, and I usually go in spurts. I'll delete it for, you know, a day or two. I think the most I've gone, embarrassingly enough, is like a week, and then I reactivate it for no real good reason. Usually it's, you know, just because I think of something I need to post. Like, I think I need to ask Facebook for an opinion or, you know, advice, or I need to post a picture on Facebook or whatever, like just stupid, senseless reasons. And then I fall back into the Facebook addiction, where I am scrolling mindlessly and, you know, an hour goes by, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And I get that little message popping up on my phone, the screen time message, just saying, you spent this much time on your phone today. And it breaks it down and it tells me how, you know, how much time I've actually spent doing nothing at all. And it scares the heck out of me. So there's a few of us in our circle who have decided to do away with Facebook completely and other social media. I just deleted my Instagram too, because Instagram, I was convinced that I needed to have it because I needed to post my pictures, and for no real reason. It makes no sense. So anyway, yeah. So that's where we're at. What do you have to say, James?
I have to say that
I know myself especially, like, have come up with every excuse in the freaking book. Every excuse you could think of. It doesn't matter. Every excuse not to delete Facebook, why do you need to have Facebook? Why do you need to have social media? Like, I know that I waste so much time, and Crystal and I were sitting here, and actually the reason that I just took a hammer to the phone is because Crystal was talking to me about how unhealthy it is with social media and all the things that we're missing out on and all the things that, you know, social media is, how it's consuming all of our time that can be put to so many other things. And I didn't want to hear her. I actually said, all right, shut up. I don't want to hear it. You're giving me anxiety. But she was giving me anxiety because I knew everything she was saying was true. And the more that she was talking about it, the more that I thought about it, the more that I got disgusted. I ended up asking the boys, like, do you like when mommy's on her phone? Why not? And I tend to ignore my kids a lot. Like, and that's like neglecting them in a sense, you know? Like, what the frig am I doing? And what am I doing that's so important, you know? I've come up with this whole thing because I joined a business and I'm really trying to take that business somewhere, because the products, you know, worked for me. And so I've been relying on, you know, making it big with that business through Facebook. And so that was an excuse. I can't delete Facebook because I have to do this business, you know, with HempWorks. I want to go somewhere with it. So I need Facebook, you know, because the whole population is on Facebook. But that's not true. I don't need it for that. I could go to farmers markets. I can talk to people in person. I feel like I have forgotten how to socialize. And I don't think it has to do with anything besides the fact that I am just stuck on Facebook. Everybody's stuck on Facebook. We have totally forgot how to communicate. Like, me and Crystal were just talking, you know. I feel like I barely laugh anymore. And I'm always like, it's because nothing funny is happening. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's because I'm stuck on my phone. And the way that you laugh nowadays is saying LMFO, right?
LMFAO.
Oh, LMAO.
LMAO. LOL. Ha ha.
You know, or sending a GIF or whatever, sending somebody else to do your laughing for you. What the hell are we doing? That's so insane. So, yeah, I took a hammer to my phone and I feel so damn good about it. And, like, I know, like, I'm probably going to think to go to my phone like 100 times, whatever, throughout this whole week. You know, hopefully it only takes like a week.
But the other part of this conversation, since you're bringing that up, is that we are comparing this to drug addiction or addiction in general. This is addiction. Being glued to your phone is an addiction. And so I was trying to make the point that, you know, a lot of people, when they decide that they're spending too much time on their phone or on like social media, they decide, well, I'll take a break, or I'll set aside a certain amount of time every day where I can check in, and then that's it, or like one day a week or whatever. And the issue is that when you're addicted to something, you can't do that, because eventually you get to a weak point and then you fall back into the habit again completely. And so, you know, would a heroin addict say, well, I'm using too much lately and it's really affecting me, so I'm just going to do it once a day in the middle of the day and that's it? Or would they say, I'm going to use it just on Wednesdays? No, because if they do it just once, that's going to add to the habit and to their addiction, and they're going to continue to do it, and they're always going to break or keep that cycle going round and round, and it's never going to end. So you can't even give yourself a little bit of time on social media or on the things that you're addicted to, because it's going to suck you back in all over again. And Jamie and I were just reminiscing about how things used to be before smartphones and social media. And it's disgusting to think about all the things we don't do anymore. You know, we don't get together as much, you know, with our families and our friends. Our friends is what we were mostly talking about, because Jamie made the point that a lot of people we know are afraid to pick up the actual phone. Like, if they don't get it in words, if they don't get a text or a message on, you know, Facebook Messenger, then they basically don't need to hear about it. And that's really sad. We don't write letters anymore. Everybody needs an immediate response, and I think that's the issue. I think that's a big issue, is nobody, we've all gotten accustomed to Facebook.
We've all like lost the sense of like what's actually important.
Mm-hmm. And we don't value the things that are important anymore.
Or people, you know.
Or people.
I feel like people are probably listening to this right now, and I bet you they're like, oh, well, we're not that bad on it, whatever. Yeah, we said that every single day too. We're not that bad. No, I'm not that bad. I used to like lie to my sister just recently and said, you know, she'd be talking about her, because she's like way more like bold about it. She recognizes that she has had a problem, and like me, I'm different. I make excuse after excuse. Well, no, I'm really not that bad on it. I only use it like, you know, here and there. Little does she know, like, I had the Screen Time app on my phone too, and she was telling me her hours, and I had more hours than she did, and that's scary.
It's very scary, because you think, when you actually see that number, you stop and you think about, well, what was I doing? I'll be honest, what was mine? It was like 23 or 24 hours a week I was spending on my phone, and my phone broke it down to me. The most time, you know, the thing I was doing most was Facebook Messenger. And then other messengers, and then Facebook itself. I don't have conversations that are crucial. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not really making plans. I'm mostly just like talking small talk, and that's bullshit to me, because if it's not that important,
how are you really getting to know people? Like, I mean, how? Like, it's not even like you're on Facebook getting to know a person. You know, you're usually just like me, for example. I'm just usually joking around or GIFs or
but GIFs. The issue I have with that is, like, the quality, it's lacking a quality. When you only talk to people through a screen, mm-hmm. like, how important is that person to you? Not, you know? Like, do you, are you gonna ever make an effort to see that person? Like, you want to talk to this person all the time, or do you? That's the thing. Or is that person available to you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Ugh. So, anyway.
So, anybody who's listening to this, and you're sitting there, and you're trying to say, you know, oh, I mean, I'm not gonna say all of you are like this, but...
Look at your phone. You download, if you don't have a screen time tracker on your phone, download one and let that tell you if you have a problem or not, because it's not going to lie and it will break everything down for you.
Most of all, though, it's not going to lie, but you also cannot lie to yourself, because I think that's the biggest thing. You can, I had screen time and I was like, oh, geez, I saw the number and I'd be like, okay, just shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Yep.
And so basically you just need to be honest with yourself. You need to stop making excuses, because you probably are listening to this and making every excuse in the back of your head right now of, oh, I'm not that bad, or, oh, well, I use it for this.
And then ask yourself how important it actually is. Like, are you using your smartphone and social media so much that you're not doing the things that you actually loved? You know, I was using the examples of, I'm a pretty creative person and I've always loved photography and I've always loved crafts and, you know, things like that, journaling, whatever, but I don't even think I've been pursuing any of my hobbies at all or doing any of the things that I loved. I haven't for a long time. So I've been trying to basically wean myself off of Facebook, which is so embarrassing to say.
It is embarrassing, but I bet you most people who are listening to this right now can agree. And they might not be able to agree now because they're still too busy making excuses.
Yeah.
But you're going to agree.
So what I started doing whenever I realized that, you know, I'm just for no reason opening my phone up and... my hands kind of take over and, oh, let's click on that app, or, oh, let's click on that app. And then, you know, you do nothing. You do nothing productive. So whenever I get to that point, I've been making it a habit now to instead do something that I actually love to do and that is productive. So I've been scrapbooking and, you know, even coloring. I've been trying to pick up a book once in a while, or cleaning the freaking house, you know, go for a drive, go for a walk. Whatever. So, and another thing Jamie pointed out earlier was how it affects us as parents and it affects our kids. And when your 4-year-old or, you know, your kid in general tells you, my 4-year-old came to me a couple weeks ago and looked me straight in the face and said, Mom, you can't use your phone so much. The screens are bad for your eyes and they make you forget people. And I don't want you to forget me. I don't want you to forget my name. And that broke my heart, especially coming from a 4-year-old. The fact that he even had that thought tells me that he was feeling like he's not being seen or heard. And that's really depressing. And then, you know, Jamie had mentioned earlier that her boys have basically the same feelings towards it. And we get to a point where we feel like we need to be on our phone. Whatever we're doing is so important. So we tell our kids that we're busy and hold on a second or just a few minutes. And then we never attend to them. It's really sad and, again, embarrassing. But it's the truth. And Facebook and social media and smartphones are addictive. And
don't take it like we're not taking care of our kids. That last word.
Yeah, no. No, obviously we're taking care of our kids, but... And Madeline's crying because she doesn't want her diaper changed. She's not crying because we're neglecting her.
Maddie, come here.
But yeah, the point is, it's an addiction, and we're not willing to feed it anymore. So...
Kids deserve better than that. We deserve better than that.
We all deserve better than that. And Facebook is one of the worst things that's happened to this world. It's the place that... It's the first place that we think to go to post a picture or to post a good memory or to post an event or, you know, to find the news, to read the news, to you know, find out who someone is, to find out, it's where we go to wish our friends and loved ones a happy freaking birthday.
God, right?
Like, whatever happened to sending a birthday card or going to the person and giving them a birthday card? No. Instead, we're good with just pushing a button and typing happy birthday, and that's that. So anyway, we're not going to drag this on. You get the point, but we're just telling you where we're at, and we hope that if nothing else, this makes you all think about your life. And again, we're not saying that everybody has this addiction, but for those of you who maybe haven't even thought of it, think of it now and reevaluate your life and take your life back. All right, kids are coming now, so
time to go.
Time to go.